It's the best station in Cayman, Z99. This is On Air with Tim and Terry. And we'd like to welcome to the studio now Dr. Juliet Skinner from the Cayman Fertility Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. Welcome. So tell us about, you're here to basically tell us about your services and give us a little rundown of what's happened with these services during COVID in particular. But you're part of a clinic in Barbados as well, right?
Yeah, so I'm the medical director of Barbados Fertility Center, and okay. We are affiliated and we actually opened the Cayman Fertility Center in 2019.
Okay.
So I'm personally based in Barbados, but mm-hmm. very much work closely with the Cayman Fertility Center, help and support them to have developed, you know, we designed the clinic, we set it all up, very much mirroring what we do in Barbados. So, you know, Barbados opened in 2002.
Right.
And very much aimed at helping people locally on the island of Barbados, as well as in treating patients all around the world. Mm-hmm. So Barbados is quite different to Cayman in our demographic. We're about 12 to 15% local Barbadian patients that we treat, and more like sort of, you know, nearly 85 to 90% non-Barbadians that travel specifically for IVF care.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. And what's that percentage like here in comparison?
So it's almost a complete flip at this point. We've grown to the complete flip. So when we first opened, you're always going to open initially. So for Cayman, there was no IVF services on island.
Okay.
So no, that's one thing. I know a lot of people that have used IVF and they've always had to go off island for it in the past.
Yeah. Absolutely. So prior to 2019, if a patient resident in Cayman needed to have IVF to achieve their pregnancy, mm-hmm. they would have been referred, you know, often to the US, most commonly, where they would have had to travel for their care at a higher expense and obviously logistical issues there. When we opened in 2019, suddenly that changed. It meant that for patients from Cayman, it meant that they now could avail of the services here. Mm-hmm. So as you grow a clinic, the first sort of year, you're going to be largely local patients, and that will change as a percentage as we get bigger. So the last year, we were just over 10% non-Caymanian, but it's about 90% Caymanian here now. That will change.
Yeah.
So in terms of the next number of years, as we continue to grow, and every year we've grown, that percentage will likely become, you know, obviously being able to help everyone from Cayman that needs to be helped mm-hmm. and look after them. But in addition to that, you're going to see the growth of the non-Caymanian patients.
Right. What has been your track record in Cayman with the services so far?
Yeah, since growth. 2019? Absolutely. Yeah. So, growth? I mean, okay. When you look at 2019, in terms of growth, you expect year on year, you know, babies generate babies. Yeah, and as you get more babies and people are aware that you're actually uh-huh. on the island. Uh-huh.
What's the process to go through it if someone wants to do it then?
Yeah. So, you know, the most common process is either that they might get a direct referral from their gynecologist, which you have a number of fabulous gynecologists on the island who will make that initial link. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or someone may know they need this and ultimately they will contact us via the website, caymanivf.com. There's a contact us button and that comes in and ultimately that inquiry will be handled. They respond with email, get a sense over, you know, any results that need to be set up, and then there'll be a Zoom consultation with the doctor and to work with that patient, whether they're here or they're from overseas, you know, what is the care that that patient needs? Is there any further evaluations that we need to understand diagnostically? Mm-hmm. And then a treatment plan set up. And you know, if that person lived in the US, for example, they would then be here for, you know, 11 to 14 days for their treatment cycle. They would have started their meds overseas. They would have come in at the end of a week of treatment and then have the care that they need to be on island for. Obviously, if you're a Caymanian, well, then you're here and that care will be all delivered, you know, here locally for that person.
Makes it nice and convenient for people can fit it into their own schedule.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in terms of location, we are located, you know, in the building adjacent to Health City.
Okay.
And I think, you know, in a funny way, it's discreet. It's not necessarily in the midst of everything, which is a good thing for our patients. They don't always want to be in the public eye.
Well, that's a good thing for everything in Cayman. I don't know if you know this, Island, but no one wants public eye anything. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I'm from Barbados, so I understand island life. Yeah. We're a bit bigger than here.
The Cayman Fertility Clinic is what we're talking about. We have Dr. Juliet Skinner here this morning.
If people are interested or they want to book an appointment, you had mentioned your website. Can you mention it one more time?
Yeah, so caymanivf.com. Mm-hmm. And on that, there's a contact us button and, you know, send in your email. And again, you'll receive a follow-up from your inquiry and be it a question, be it a, this is where we're at, you know, assuming that someone is there looking to initiate the process, they'll send a sort of a new patient questionnaire for some demographics to get them registered in the electronic record, and then the Zoom consultation will be set up from there.
And it's important to, again, note that if you are looking to do IVF, it is the only clinic in Cayman that it's available at.
Correct.
So that's incredible.
The Cayman Fertility Clinic. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And all the best to you this year.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Juliet Skinner. People